This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, if I were the Braves, if I were the Hawks, I were United, yeah, I might be a little bit frustrated. If I were UGA or Georgia Tech, I might be just a little frustrated by all of it, because welcome to the 11 o'clock hour on 92.9 The Game. John Fricke with you from the Northern Kia studio, because it occurs to me here, over the last 24 hours or so, once again, that here it is, we're in the middle of March, and we have so much that is going on. March is a woefully underrated sports month, because so much goes on in March. We have so much going on. We have, you know, the Hawks, they're playing a big game tonight. Another game against Indiana, right? Kind of making, I guess, for whatever it means, a playoff push. Look, the Hawks are what they are, and I think we're starting to have, at least I am, a little bit of fun watching them. I have zero expectations, but I just want to see the team grow and play well and have some good games. And if they can knock off Indiana again tonight, great. I mean, look, they're a play-in team. They're kind of locked into it. So, and we know where exactly where they're going in the playoffs. So, but for the time being, I want to see, you know, the Niang and Mann and LeVert off the bench. And I want to see what growth we get out of the young guys, like, you know, Big O finally taking another step and, you know, Dyson Daniels and his steals and Zach and, you know, can he be rookie of the year and all that kind of stuff. So I have fun with the Hawks, right? And I have like no expectation, and it's just good. Atlanta United plays tonight. By the way, you should know that the Hawks are going to be, I should probably mention this, the Hawks are going to be here on 929 The Game tonight. 7 o'clock coverage begins. If you're looking for Atlanta United, they will be on our sister station, Star 94, okay? So Hawks on 929 The Game at 7, Atlanta United on Star 94 at 7 o'clock. Okay, and if you're ever confused about that, follow MikeConney929 on Twitter. He's always updating you on where things are on the family of stations here, okay? So again, Hawks on 929 The Game at 7, United on Star 94 at 7 o'clock tonight. So United plays another big game as they get ready for the start of the season, and we see kind of how this all kind of starts to work together for them with the new coach and the new players and all that kind of good stuff. So that's going on. The Braves are down there at spring training. You know, the chatter about what they're going to do. You know, could they go into free agency for a catcher? Are they okay with Drake Baldwin starting the season with Baldwin and Tromp? We can't know how long it's going to be before Sean Murphy is back, obviously. So, and there are a lot of high expectations, as there should be, and a lot of high hopes for the Braves, as there should be. Then you have all the college basketball that's going on, and today Georgia will take on Vanderbilt up at Stegman. And that will be Georgia's last regular season game of the year. And if they win this, they certainly lock in if they win this game. Regardless of what happens in Nashville next week at the SEC tournament, if they beat Vandy today, they're in, okay? And then you have Georgia Tech playing Wake Forest today in Winston-Salem. Georgia Tech's only hope of getting into the tournament will be if they, in fact, win the ACC tournament. And can they win the ACC tournament? Sort of doubtful. But, you know, they played really well down the stretch. And I don't think the NIT is a bad result for Damon Stoudemire and the Jackets. And I think the NIT is very much in play for Georgia Tech. So, you know, maybe, you know, Wake Forest is a good team. So maybe you go to Winston-Salem. You upset them at Winston-Salem. You know, again, it just adds to your year. So, again, the NIT is not necessarily a bad thing. Kennesaw State ends up its season, regular season against Jacksonville State. They'll move on to the Conference USA tournament next week in Huntsville. Georgia State, Georgia Southern already eliminated from the Sun Belt tournament, which is going on right now. So you got all these college basketball tournaments. You got Selection Sunday coming up. You got the Hawks playing, the United's playing, the Braves are down in spring training, getting ready for the season opener in a couple of weeks. You got college football spring practice opening up and pro days, and a lot of high hopes for Tech and Georgia and all around the area. You know, all this is going, and none of it makes news. Okay? I know I just spent a few minutes on it, but that's about all you're going to hear from me talk about any of this, because I was just mentioning it because none of it's making any news. Okay? I mean, like, zero news. Why is it making zero news? Because the Falcons in the NFL suck the oxygen out of the room. The NFL is such a beast, and the Falcons are such a talking point, such drama. You know, they just suck the oxygen right out of the room. And if you're the person, like, how do we get any attention here? How do we get any love? Well, as long as the Falcons are doing what they're doing, you get none. You know, it's like, hey, we got Miggy back. We all went, yay! All right, moving on. You know, I'm just sorry. That's kind of what it is. And when college basketball around here becomes, oh, we might get one team in the state into the tournament as an 11 seed, woo-wee, you know, it's hard to get all fired up because the Falcons suck the oxygen out of the room. And I know there's somebody out there who said, John, you could have just stopped after the word suck, but I'm trying to advance the story here because we got to talk about it. 404-726-0929. What the hell is going to happen here? I don't know. There are things that I just admit to you that in my near 65 years on this planet, I still don't know, okay? I don't know what the, you know, solution to the infinite of pi is. I still don't know what women want, okay? I just don't. And I have no idea what's going to happen to the Falcons. So, if you have the answers to any of those, God love you. Call the show. Let me know. Noelle White. Noelle, how are you? How are you doing today? Is Noelle busy? Yeah, she might be. See, I can't see her. We should probably, you know.
Me? I'm great. Hey, John.
It'd probably be a good idea if I did the whole, like, FaceTime thing. I don't. I'm not a FaceTimer. Are you a FaceTimer, Noelle?
No, I'm not.
I've got one of my best friends is a FaceTimer, and he calls his FaceTime, and I don't answer it. I just don't. I wait about 5 minutes, and I call him back on the phone. Oh, hey, I saw you call. I hate FaceTiming.
I kind of do, too, honestly.
I'm just not a FaceTimer. I always thought, you know, growing up, because I grew up, you know, when there were still, like, you know, telegraphs and you know, the Pony Express and stuff. But, you know, in the pre-internet days, we would have things like, you know, science fiction, you know, like Star Trek, where they would have, you know, a flip phone, and they could talk from the ground to the spaceship, you know, without a line. It was like, oh, that's the coolest thing. And then that became like some kind of video phone in other star. You know, wait a second. You could talk to people on video? They can see you? Oh, that's so wild and out there. That'd be the coolest thing in the world. And then it comes, and it happens, and we all go, eh. At least I do. I go, yeah, no. Think I'll pass. You know? Thank goodness. My daughter... For all the only time we would actually do FaceTime with my daughter, Danny, is if she has something she needs to show me, you know? I mean, hey, you got to look at this, you know? So, but outside of that, we just text and talk on the phone. I don't know. What is it, Noelle, about the whole, my buddy, who's a really dear friend of mine, wants to FaceTime all the time, and I don't know. I should probably just tell him, right? Just say, dude, yeah, no to the FaceTime.
Yeah, probably. If you're not going to answer it, because I'm in the same place. I don't understand why every phone call has to be a FaceTime for some people, but I don't want any of my calls to be FaceTime, unless, to your point, I need you to actually see something. Not just me, because it's me and I exist, but I need you to see something to, you know, yay, nay, confirm, whatever it is.
Right. Yeah, like, because if I go to the store and I'm looking for something and the wife wants me to pick up something and I don't, and there's a couple of different options and I don't know which one she wants, what I usually do is just snap a picture and text it. Say, which one? You know, I don't actually hit FaceTime and do live from Kroger. I don't know why. It just seems weird. You know, it's just easier to just, it's probably not easier, but you get the point here. Streaming is great, and if you want to do it, knock yourself out. It's just so weird. So the Falcons are sucking the oxygen out of the room, Noel. I mean, it is amazing to me how the NFL and this football team manages to, I understand there are huge Hawks fans who want to talk about the Hawks, and you are more than welcome to. There are United fans who want to talk about the game, and you are more than welcome to. There are Braves fans, you know, that want to talk about the team and the start of the regular season and baseball and, you know, jump in on this whole, you know, whatever you want to talk about in baseball, you are more than welcome to at 404-726-0929. If you are you can answer the college basketball question that we have. Why is college basketball so mid in this state? Walk me through that. Why is college basketball, men's college basketball, been great at, by the way, great at women's college basketball, men's college basketball so mid in this state? Walk me through that. Because there's another question I don't know. You know, the infinite of pie, what women want, what are the Falcons going to do, and why is college basketball so mid, men's college basketball? We're surrounded by Florida won multiple national titles. Miami's been really good. I mean, you look at the season Clemson is having this year, not to mention the state of North Carolina. You know, Tennessee's great, obviously. Alabama and Auburn are great, obviously. And so everybody else around us could do it. Why are we mid? Why are we like, you know, but we are. I mean, Lord knows Atlanta has a richness. Noel, is it fair to say that Atlanta, which has grown, you know, not only in terms of size, but in terms of, because I think this is fair to say, when football recruiters come, Atlanta was number four for a long time, okay, behind Southern California, LA, Southern California, number one, and it's just a sheer population size. Miami-Dade, South Florida, number two. Mm-hmm. Dallas-Fort Worth, number three. Mm-hmm. And Atlanta was number four. Mm-hmm. I think Atlanta passed Dallas. I think it passed Miami, South Florida. I mean, behind L.A.
Yeah, I think we're behind L.A. now.
I think they're number two. Okay, that's what I think, all right? I mean, all right, so that's football. But guess what? It's also like top three or four in basketball. Oh, and top three or four in baseball. Or top three and four in every single sport you can imagine. So if we're a top three or four city, New York, L.A., Houston, these are the big basketball places. Florida, because of like the academies like IMG and whatnot, and overtime elite teams. But Atlanta's got a richness of basketball. You look at the current rivals' rankings. You know, five of the top 25 players in the country are kind of either at Atlanta high schools or overtime elite here. Or they're from Atlanta.
Yeah, huge basketball market here. The question is, can we keep them home?
No, apparently not. They go to Duke. They go to Carolina. They go to Alabama. You know, they go to Auburn. You know, apparently not.
Keep more Anthony Edwards in some type of Georgia college uniform? That's the question. Can we grow that experience?
That, and you know, Georgia Tech used to be able to recruit the hell out of New York City. It's what kind of made the program. Not to mention there was one kid from Oklahoma, but they would recruit the hell out of New York City. And again, a ton of talent coming out of New York, which is still the number one basketball market, you know, in terms of recruiting, I think, in the nation. All right, so I got a lot of questions unanswered for you. And here we go with the Falcons, because Albert Breer, who is one of the leading, I would say, top two or three NFL guys on the Twitter now, goes out there and says, with a tweet yesterday, sources, quarterback Kirk Cousins asked for and got a meeting with Falcons owner Arthur Blank on his future. Not Blank's future, Cousins' future. Blank and Cousins had that meeting on Wednesday. The quarterback wants to go to a place where he can start in 2025. Like I said, the Falcons suck the oxygen out of the room. Because we got to talk about this, don't we? Okay, 404-726-0929. Kick his butt out the door. Let's talk about this. Okay? Yeah, and you're always welcome to get to weigh in on anything you want to jump in on. Please, please feel free to. I don't want to limit it to just Falcons. If you want to talk about other stuff, I'm more than welcome to. Infinite to pie, maybe not so much. All right? What women want? Okay, I could kind of roll with you. John Fergie on a Saturday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here's Lithonia High School John rocking out to a little Wild Cherry. This is 76. Noel, we're somewhere around there. I mean, damn near 50 years old. Yeah. Wait, see, I wish they'd bring this back, Noel, Funk. No, I mean, just because I'd be cranked the hell out of it. Funk was so great. What is now? Look, if you're a hip hop fan or you're a rap fan, you're a country fan, you're a rock music fan, you're an alt fan, whatever, you know, goth. I don't give a damn. I'm just saying, you know, you could be classical. I'm probably nobody is, but you could be. And I'm just saying that, you know, it's just such great music. I don't know.
It's just a good time. And yes, you're right, John. 76, April of 76. But yeah, it's just a good time.
Yeah. Ah, you know, man of mercy. 76, it's like we used to have this argument. What was the best year of music? Was it 76, 77, or 78? And we would just, because if you go back and look at the hits in those years, you're still singing them today, okay? You're not singing nothing from like 2002. No, you're still, you're still singing. Yeah, kids today, they weren't alive and they're singing these songs, okay? Anyway. Falcons have come out publicly and said that they told Cousins, look, we're going to do what's in the best interest of this team. Okay? We are just going to do what's in our best interest. I asked the other night who had the upper hand here, Falcons or Cousins, and I was like, I think the Falcons actually kind of have the upper hand. That isn't the question really anymore. I realize now it isn't who has the upper hand because it doesn't matter. It's can they even play the hand that even matters? Because now that Cousins has gone into... This happened on Wednesday. It wasn't reported, you know, at the time, or otherwise I would have talked about it, and sat down with Arthur Blank. I do think that there's something funny in here because some of you were saying, and by the way, you could jump in the program, 404-726-0929. Some of you were saying on the Twitter, because I saw it, I didn't engage on the X, this really speaks poorly of Terry Fontenot that Kirk Cousins just went right over the top of his head. Guys, stop it. Okay? Terry Fontenot's the underboss. In a situation like this, he's the underboss. In a situation like this, Mr. Blank is the boss, okay? He's just going to the boss. And you don't know that Kirk didn't say, hey, we need to sit down, Terry, you and I. And Terry said, talk to the hand, you go talk to the boss, which is probably what happened. Because in a situation like this, Terry's like, I'm out. You go talk to Mr. Blank. He wants to talk to you, not me. Because Mr. Blank probably told Terry Fontenot, let me handle this. Okay, all yours. So to blast Terry Fontenot as being totally dissed by Kirk Cousins is just stupid. All right, stop it. You don't know what you're talking about. Just quit talking about that. I saw it a lot, and I'm like, stop talking about this. All right? Let's talk about what matters. That's not what matters. First off, that's not what matters. And second, you don't know that any of this is true. What matters is, can the Falcons play the hand of Kirk Cousins over the next few days? That's what matters. Because now we see all this stuff starting to happen and percolate, and it always does every year. Legal tampering starts in 2 days. Day after tomorrow, okay? Day after tomorrow is legal tampering, which is the beginning of free agency. So here comes free agency in less than 48 hours. And what are the Falcons going to do? Now, they're not swimming in the DK Metcalf waters, obviously. Some guys have already re-signed, like Max Crosby re-signed and blah, blah, blah. Geno Smith gets traded. Then there's Trey Hendrickson out there saying, hey, you know. But the problem with Trey Hendrickson here is not only is he bloody expensive, which at the moment you don't have the money for until you start making some serious moves here and cutting players. You don't have the cash for it. But are you really willing to give up the number one pick you have to get him? Because that's what's going to cost you, okay? Cincinnati, we want your 15th overall. And then, of course, you know, Trey Hendrickson is going to go, I want, you know, Max Crosby money. I want, you know, $100 million. So I'm just asking because we have to make – everybody likes to jump on these – oh, go get him. You got to go get – you know, it was Khalil Mack at one point, right? You got to go get Khalil Mack. Oh, you got to go get Jonathan Allen. Oh, you got to go get – it became Hassan Reddick. Oh, you got to go get him. You know, you got to go get, you know, Myles Garrett. You got to get, you know, Micah Parsons. Who, by the way, Garrett and Parsons are probably going to end up back on their own teams. But you got to go get this guy. So Hendrickson pops, and they're like, you got to go get Hendrickson. I'm like, okay, well, what does that mean? That means, are you willing to give up the number one pick? Fans, some of the fans out there just go, go get him. As if he's like in the discount free aisle, take one, pick one at the Kroger. That's how the way it works. You know, you put your hand on it, it's like electrified. Zap. Whoa, what's that? You must give up a number one pick. Oh, wait, I got to do that. Okay, but I give up my number one pick and then he's free. No, you must pay him $100 million. Wait, what? So it's not, just, go get him. Go get him is not that simple, okay? So the first thing you have to figure out here, which they haven't figured out, is what are we going to do with the broke down liar? Because when it comes to free agent quarterbacks, okay, there are, I don't know, 35, 40 free agent quarterbacks out there. Yes, the quarterback draft is not exactly loaded this year, but there are 35 or 40. A lot of starters are out there. And what does it say about the situation regarding the Atlanta Falcons when post-Matt Ryan, you have had four starting quarterbacks, right? Correct? Post-Matt Ryan, four starting quarterbacks. And right now, those four starting quarterbacks post-Matt Ryan are the broke-down liar is in the office of the owner begging to be traded or released or something. Don't want to be here. Taylor Heinicke, free agent. Noodle Arm Quitter, free agent. DoorDash Dez, free agent. So, your four starting quarterbacks are all free agents, in a manner of speaking. They are all looking for jobs. Just saying. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Joe. He's on with John. Hey, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, good. I just want to say you're the rawest man on radio. As far as Kirk Cousins go, if I was Arthur Blank or Terry Fontenot, I would have took that meeting just so I can give him the finger to his face. Because that's how I am when I feel like I've been done wrong. And I feel Kirk Cousins just did the entire city of Atlanta wrong. What I would do, and I don't know, you just hit me out on this, just being petty, what I would do is I would not trade him, unless I can get something really good for him. I wouldn't play him. I'd just tell him to go on vacation for a year because you're not going to play here or anywhere else. But that's just me.
Yeah, but no, I understand. But if you can get something for him.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
That's the only way. Otherwise, you're not going to play here, and I'm not going to let you go anywhere else to play either because I'm just that petty. So you can go on vacation for the next year, and I'll see you later.
Well, that was something that was brought up, Joe, the other night when I was talking about who had the upper hand, and somebody mentioned it to me, and I went, you know, I hadn't really kind of considered that, which is we talk about him being the most expensive backup quarterback in the NFL. Well, if you don't really want him to see the field, then do you actually sign a veteran quarterback for next to nothing and let that person be the backup quarterback to Michael Penix? And Kirk Cousins is on the roster inactive. To your point.
Yes, that's exactly what I do. I mean, just the way he stuck it to us, I'm going to stick it back to him. So, yeah, you're not going to play here anywhere else. So, yeah, that's exactly what I do, John. But unless something sweet came on the table, yeah, why not? I got to pay you anyway. I'm not going to pay you and let you be happy. That's
well,
like a bad divorce.
But if you could trade him, especially if you could trade him post June 1, you just slice that salary cap way. That dead cap hit goes way down. So you could do yourself a favor.
I'm all for that. But if that's not something that's possible, then compared to what I was just saying. But yeah, if I can get something good out of the deal, cool. See you later. But if not, I'd rather just, like I said, put you on ice. Just think about what you did.
Yep, I appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for the call. 404-726-0929. Mel's going to call in. Now, Mel, I tried to talk to you Wednesday night, and your phone was like, it was like Charlie Brown's parents. So hopefully it's cleared up here.
Oh, okay. Well, it wasn't my phone.
I mean, are you on a speaker, Mel?
It wasn't my phone. It was probably
Mel, hang on. Mel, Mel, are you on a speaker?
No, I'm not on a speaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you better than I could Wednesday. It still sounds like you're a way away, but go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm sick of talking about, the last caller had a good point. Yeah. We're going to have to get a backup quarterback in, man, because we don't have him. You know, that's common sense. Man, we're going to have to get the backup. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Just let him go on vacation. I'm sick of tired of talking about it because he throws in the towel on the Falcons, and the fans don't like it. So you know what I wanted to talk about? The Braves upcoming season. How many the number one player is going to be healthy? I'm talking about the whole year.
Well, you can't presume injury. You hope he is.
Well, that's how every year, John.
Did he not have a 40? Wait, hang on. Mel, did he not have a 40-70 year that nobody in the history of baseball has had?
Man, some of the greatest players played 24 years. I'm talking about the great baseball players. They played 20 some years, John. They played through injuries. But these players in the future now, they too soft. They soft, John. Don't make no excuse for the Braves. I guarantee you, between August and September, when you get ready for the World Series, I bet that the Braves will not have all their players playing. How much you want to bet on it?
Well, I don't know, Mel. I mean, who knows? But, Mel, we can't. I mean, other teams have injuries, too. It's
we ain't talking about other teams, Joe. We talk about the so-called Braves. I can't call comments. I guarantee you.
I'm sure they're going to have injuries. It's all teams do, Mel. So I don't know what to tell you.
Talk about what they're doing in preseason. Down in training. That's another thing, too. Why go down in training camp and do all the so-called good deeds, and you end up not going through the whole season? Training camp is too long. Baseball is too long. Go back to 150 some games. Go back.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
Well, you say that. Well, I mean, I'm saying it because they're too soft. They got nothing to basketball. You know, Georgia Tech, they're going to be okay. A lot of these players in this city, you know, they want to go to other schools. Until Georgia Tech, I remember a time when Georgia Tech had great players over there. You do too, because you was around. And Georgia had, you know, Dominique and so forth. Basketball in this city going to be okay.
But like I mean, you say it's going to be okay. It hasn't been okay for a long time.
Yeah, listen, look what the SEC doing. Alabama, all we're doing, man. I remember the time the SEC didn't have nobody but Kentucky, Florida. Look what they're doing now.
Playing in the NCAA tournament? Florida's pretty damn good.
Look at Alabama and Auburn.
Yeah, they're great.
Well, because we know Florida always had, Florida had good teams. But if we always talk about what Kentucky Duke was going to do.
Well, Duke's great.
But they ain't great this year.
Yeah, they are. They might be the best team in the nation.
Oh, come on, man.
Thank you, Mel. If Mel doesn't understand that Duke could be the best team in the nation with Cooper Flagg, Mel, I love you, but crack a newspaper, brother. Look at the rankings. Where is Duke? Where's Auburn? That would be the 1-2. Dude, they're like 25-4 or something. Okay. Love you, Mel. That's Mel. All right, you're as well. Why are we talking about spending so much time talking about Kirk Cousins? Because it's absolutely fundamentally critical to the Atlanta Falcons to figure this out as soon as possible. Free agency's in 48 hours, and you need to create room under the cap. And if you can't, if you can save yourself from having to cut half the team to create that room, you got to. All right, does everybody got to get where we're going with this on Sports Radio 90 Time the Game? Look, I mean, in the club in the day. All right, John, where was the club in the day? Well, in the 70s, when we were singing Carl Carlton, it was Buckhead somewhere. I was trying to sneak in. Because you have to remember that, see, this is so long ago, but back in the late 1970s, when I was a senior at Lithonia High, if you were 18... That was the drinking age in Georgia. Not 21, it was 18. So I could get into the clubs at age 18 as a senior in high school. Yeah, I know. Man. Oh, man, you were lucky. Yeah, yeah. Well, not monetarily because it cost a lot of money, at least to me when I was making nothing. Yeah, we could get into the clubs and we could have some fun. We were legal at 18. And now, of course, 21. Anyway, 404-726-0929. Yeah, this whole Cousins saga here, the Falcons, it's a really difficult spot that the Falcons are in. Because you can't, the one thing the Falcons cannot do is cut him. Okay, as much as I would, we'd all feel like, yeah, you deserve, that you can't. Okay, you can't. The dead cap hit on cutting him would decimate the franchise. Okay? So, I mean, you would be cutting your nose to spite your face 100 times. The dead cap hit on cutting him would destroy the financials of this franchise. The best possible thing to do is to wait till after June 1st and trade him. If you were to cut him today, the dead cap hit would be $60 million. All right? If you trade him after June 1st, the dead cap hit to you is $12.5 million. Now, I'm not the world's greatest at math, but $60 million dead cap now, $12.5 million dead cap after June 1st. $60 million total. Noel, $12.5 million is less than $60 million, correct? Am I close? That's like $47.5 million less. Yeah. See, so as angry as you want to be here, you got to play this right. And I know some fans are saying, well, you know, you want to trade him now because Geno Smith just got traded. And so the Raiders are out. Is Tennessee going to take a quarterback at one? Are they going to take Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders? Or are they interested in Kirk Cousins and they want to take Abdul Carter? The list of things, again, that I don't know. I can't know. But when you have so many quarterbacks out there, remember, Russ is still out there. Justin Fields is out there. You know, Gardner Minshew and Joe Flacco. Sam Darnold's out there. I would imagine that Seattle's now looking at Sam Darnold. Aaron Rodgers is out there. This is a competitive market for kind of older starting quarterbacks that can be one-year guys. All right? So if the Raiders are off the board because it's Geno Smith, then Seattle's probably off the board because it's probably Sam Darnold. Then you got to go, would you rather have Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins or Russ Wilson or Justin Fields? Would you rather have Joe Flacco's got a Super Bowl? I mean, who would you rather have? So it's a pretty competitive market out there right now. So the Falcons are not going to get a whole lot of value. If you're a team, if you're the Browns or somebody and you're looking for a quarterback, let's see, the Browns may obviously draft one. But if you're looking at a quarterback for your team that's a veteran that can help you right now, you know, you could drive a pretty hard bargain because there's a lot of options that are available to you. You can go and say, nah, you know, we're not giving you a third-round pick. We'll give you a sixth-round pick. I mean, there's a lot. And what the Falcons need more than anything else, they need the team to take some of the contract money. You know, so this is not an easy thing. So when Arthur Blank reportedly allegedly tells Kirk Cousins that we are going to do what's in the best interest of the team, he's not lying, obviously. You know, he's just being honest. But we don't know what the best interest of the team is. I do know what's not in the best interest of the team, okay? What's not in the best interest of the team is to cut him. Because I see some of you guys saying, I just cut him. No. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Scott. He's on with John. Hey, you want to talk about Braves? United plays tonight. Hawks play tonight. Please jump into the show. Falcons kind of sucking the oxygen out of the room. Free agency begins on Monday. Hey, Scott.
Hey, John, how you doing today?
Good.
Good. I wanted to talk about the Falcons, but I wanted to kind of talk about also the first thing you asked about why Georgia is not really the state of Georgia is not doing so great in college basketball. When I was in middle school, Bobby Crimmins was at Georgia Tech, and, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with him, but Georgia Tech was something back then with him. And, you know, I saw Matt Harpring, you know, in person play, and, you know, they were a special kind of team with Bobby Crimmins, and he was a special kind of coach. And then it was Paul Hewitt came along to Georgia Tech as well, and I think Bobby Crimmins was better, but he was still kind of a pretty good coach too. And, you know, I can't ever recall Georgia having a kind of a coach like that in recent memory. One thing I wanted to mention was in the last 5 years, the top two winningest SEC teams are going to be Tennessee and Auburn. Tennessee at one and Auburn at two. Georgia is dead last. So I think that getting that right coach in there is critical because Bruce Pearl has been a great fit at Auburn. Rick Barnes has been a great fit at Tennessee. And I just don't know that Georgia has ever really gotten the right fit in there to completely change that program around, you know, the way that these other schools have. So that was the first thing I want to say. Regarding the Falcons, I wanted to talk about I don't want to cut Kirk Cousins. I do want to trade him, but I'm really shocked at what Seattle's doing right now with trading Geno Smith and cutting Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf, demanding a trade. But I don't really understand the whole thing about Trey Hendrickson and monitoring him. I don't really understand what the Falcons are doing there. Either they want him or they don't. But I'm of the mindset with you, John. I know you said it before that you would love to see the draft before free agency, and I really wish that was the case because I think that would help with the whole Kirk Cousins thing. And that's all I wanted to say. Thanks for taking my call.
No. To your points, yes, coaches do matter. And Mike White and Damon Stoudemire, you know, maybe they're going to be able to get this kind of rolling in the right direction. I think Georgia Tech fans certainly see that Stoudemire's made some steps forward, which is good. And so is Mike White at Georgia. I mean, I still think Tom Crean's a pretty darn good coach. I don't really know what happened to him in Athens outside of Ant-Man. Didn't seem to work for whatever reason. Tom Crean had a ton of success at Marquette and Indiana, and it just didn't work here. I think it's just, you know, financial support too. But Nate Oates has done a great job at Alabama, and Bruce Pearl's done a great job at Auburn. I take nothing away from these guys, but you can make it happen here. I mean, especially in this day and age where money matters. Anyway, to the situation surrounding the Falcons here, would be nice if they flipped it around like the NBA does, but they don't. So free agency starts on Monday. The question is really not anything more than, do the Falcons take somewhat of a cap hit in order to trade Kirk Cousins now, as opposed to waiting till after June 1st? And the cap hit would be much greater to trade him now. And even if he unloaded his salary, it's just dead cap, okay? You get charged against you. Whether you're paying it or not sometimes doesn't matter. And so it's just, you know, this is to, you know, keep teams from overpaying. You know, Deshaun Watson's going to haunt the Cleveland Browns long, long after he's gone. And it's what haunts the Swampers now, is the all the dead cap money that they had to carry over year over year over year. Now, Terry Fontenot's not going to care about dead money going forward. He's not going to care about dead cap money in 2027 or 2028 or 2029. He can't. The reason he can't is if he worries about what's going to happen in 2028 and doesn't make the moves to win right now, he's out of a job. Okay? He's got to save his ass. And so in order to do that, he's going to have to make moves that make this team immeasurably better, which is, look, you want to make a case that they should overhaul this defense? I'm with you. The question is how? How do you make that happen? Well, the first way you make it happen is try to figure out how you can get out from underneath Kirk Cousins. Because if you can't, this whole thing about, you know, you want Trey Hendrickson? You really want Trey Hendrickson? Again, fine. Are you willing to give up the number one pick for him? And are you willing to pay him $100 million? And, oh, by the way, there's a third part of this. In order to clear that cap room, if you haven't moved Kirk Cousins, you better be willing to cut Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, Caleb McGarry, and more. Because you don't have the cap room. So Trey Hendrickson's going to cost you a number one pick, $30 million a year, $90 million guaranteed, whatever Max Crosby got, and I don't have the figures in front of me. He's going to come with, like, Kirk Cousins' money. And, by the way, you're going to have to lose a bunch of players and stars to get him. That's just the situation you're in. That's all. I'm just trying to lay out where we're sitting right now ahead of free agency. Because, frankly, what I think is going to happen, much as I would love to have a guy of that caliber, Miles Garrett, we got to go get him. Yeah, it'd be great. Can't afford him, but okay. I think that the team is looking at trying to rework some contracts, but again, restructuring and reworking contracts is not just, it's not, so that we're all on the same page here. It's not like the GM or the team president, you know, calls in an agent for, you know, player X and says to agent of player X, look, we need to create some cap room coming in here. And so I got the agent for player X, the agent for player Y, and the agent for player Z, and all three of you represent, you know, three players on my team. So we need to X, Y, and Z rework and restructure all of your contracts in order for us to create some cap room to be able to go out and play in free agency. So here's what we're going to offer. Let me tell you what the agents of players X, Y, and Z, then in turn, they all look at each other and they look at the team president and say, you can go jump in Lake Lanier. We're not doing it. Just because you want to rework or restructure doesn't mean, hey, these are contracts, guys. You know, I mean, you're not an hourly worker. This is a contract. No, my contract clearly states this is what you're going to pay us. We're not reworking it. Just because you say we want to rework or restructure something doesn't mean that's going to happen. Well, he'll do it in the best interest of the team. Really? Really? He's going to do it in the best interest of the team? Okay, your boss just told you, hey, Brian, I need you to rework your deal. I need you to take $6 an hour less for the next year because I need to hire another person to help in over here. And so I need you to take a pay cut of $6 an hour for just for another year. And then, you know, down the line, 2 or 3 years from now, I'll kind of make that up to you. It's in the best interest of the company. Are you like, yeah, sure, boss? I'm just asking, because that's the same thing. Okay? My money? You're playing with my money? No. Now, some will, because Grady may. He may say, yeah, sure, take my money, spread it out. I want to retire as a Falcon. I hope he does. That'd be the best thing possible. Then we don't have to cut him. Because at this point, I think if he doesn't do it, I think the Falcons might have to cut Grady Jarrett. All right, quick break, 404-726-0929. Let's talk about the Falcons and what's going to happen here. Free agency is in 2 days. Let's talk about the Hawks tonight, United tonight. Let's talk about the Braves. Hey, we can talk more about the Braves. Do they need to go into free agency and get a veteran catcher? Are you okay with Drake Baldwin and Chadwick Trump to start the season? I'm just asking. On Sports Radio 92 on the game.